Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down, and if you could only comprehend the heart of God when His two chosen people groups become one in the body of Messiah— Devil, watch out. It's the full presence of God is going to be released. And the scripture that comes to mind, Jesus said, I didn't say it, Jesus said it, you will do the same works that I have done and even greater. Well, my guest does the same works, and I don't know if I would call it greater, but there's some outrageous miracles that I don't even read about in the Bible that happens under her ministry. Her name, Marilyn Hickey. Now, Marilyn, you've been speaking in mosques, in meetings, at healing meetings all over the world. Especially, you have a burden for Muslims. You love Muslims. But just out of curiosity, how does this work in the United States? Any success?
Great success. Great success. It's the same thing. It's the demonstration of the name of Jesus and of His word. Because Muslims, and you know, there are Sunnis, Sufis, Shiite, all of them believe that Jesus heals. It's in their Quran. Now, what I like to do is get in where there are a group of Muslims and have a demonstration. So I thought, in the history of Islam, 1,400 years, a woman, a Christian woman, has never spoken in a mosque. And I began to have a passion to have this happen and pray about it. Well, Dearborn is where they have the most Muslims in the United States. They have 250,000. Most of them are from Iraq and Iran. And God gave me favor with an imam, that's the leader of a mosque. I went to see him. I got an audience with him, first of all, which was a miracle, and told him what I wanted to do. And he had a board member there. He said, we would never do that. I said, I'd like to have a healing meeting in the mosque. And I'd like
Marilyn, we have a Hebrew word for that. It's called chutzpah. It's called nerve. Marilyn Hickey, you have chutzpah.
Thank you. So he said, well, we would never do that. And but, you know, I just hold on to your faith. And I thought, Lord, this game is not over till I win. You know, 2 Corinthians 2:14. He always leads us to triumph in Christ. So when I got up to leave, he said, Marilyn, the next time you're here, I'd like for you to come to our house. My wife and I would like to have you for dinner. And I knew there's a crack in the door. So about 8 months later, I went and had dinner with him, and he said to me, what is it you want to do in the mosque? And I told him. He said, well, I believe we can do that. I said, would you be willing for me to put this on my television program, and I would show you the DVD. I wouldn't do anything you were uncomfortable with. You're my friend. He said, yes. So we had a healing meeting in a mosque. Wasn't a big meeting, but dramatic miracles.
Tell me one.
Well, I'll tell you about a little boy who did the reading of the Quran at the beginning, and he couldn't see well, had a big problem with his sight, and God healed his sight, and he came up and testified. We had quite a few people healed of back problems, and then we had refreshment afterwards, and we had 11 imams. Plus, it wasn't a big crowd, but all of these Islamic people. And so I went from table to table, and, you know, I dressed like they dress. I had my head covered, and I would pray, and they'll say to you, pray for my mother. She's sick, or pray for me. You know, I've hurt my arm, or I have arthritis. And so I went from table to table. That gave me a lot of favor. And then the imam did a taping with me, and we became very good friends. His wife couldn't have children, or hadn't been able to get pregnant, and now she has two. We prayed for her. So that door has opened another door for me in Jakarta to go and have a healing meeting in a mosque. But listen, Sid, this is my passion. I want to go to Iran. There's never been a healing meeting in the history of Iran. I want to have it in a university as a cultural exchange.
Now, the thing that most people don't understand is when there are miracles, you say it's because Jesus is healing you, and you literally, this is hard for me to comprehend. It blows everyone's paradigm. You have people at these meetings pray to know Jesus, to be born again.
Yes. I didn't in the mosque, but I do in all of my healing meetings. I didn't do it in the mosque. I felt, you know, I was restricted from that. But the big meeting in January with 210,000 people, I had people stand up to invite Jesus into their hearts. And I won't tell how, we had a sneaky way for follow-up. So, you know, God is cool. He knows, and I believe everyone listening to this program, God has a miracle with your name on it. You know, he doesn't just show up and show off in Islamic countries. He shows up and shows off wherever there's faith. Sid, I'd like to pray for healing miracles right now.
Please.
Lord, I just thank you for every person who's listening to this broadcast who needs a healing miracle. I send the word into their bodies that heals them and delivers them from this destruction. Jesus, we have the double cure. You take care of our inner man, you take our sins, and you take our sicknesses. And we take that wonderful, glorious provision. And I thank you that people from all around are getting a miracle now and will contact Sid and say, Jesus did this. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Marilyn, I want to say something. You are amazing. We did this radio broadcast much earlier than people are hearing it right now. And the day before we did the broadcast, you had the ceremony for your husband's homecoming. How can you do this broadcast right now?
Because he's in heaven. You know, we didn't have a funeral. We had a celebration. We had 1,100 people. And they would tell you, we had a party. That's what he wanted. And he put on a videotape 2.5 years ago an altar call for salvation. And we played it in the celebration. You know, I can't carry the grief and the sorrow because Jesus took it for me. And honestly, I don't have the grief and sorrow. I'm so thrilled he is in heaven. I'm so thrilled with the people who stood for salvation last night. I'm so thrilled. We prayed for the sick last night, for the people who are healed. That's what Jesus would want. And here Wally says on a video, dear ones, I'm in heaven, but I've made this video before because my biggest collection is souls, and I want yours to be here.
Let me take you back to when you were 23 years of age. You went to church because there was a man you liked by the name of Wally. You weren't married at the time. And so you only went to that church for that reason. And one day, this fellow Wally says to you, I'm fasting and praying for you. Tell me briefly that story.
Well, I was very insulted because he said, I'm fasting and praying for you. And I said, well, I'm saved. He said, but you're not committed. And he said, I served the devil with all my heart. Now I'm going to serve God with all my heart. And I'm not going to marry a woman who's half-hearted. So he said, I'm on a fast for 3 days. And in that timing, God spoke to me in the night and said, I've dealt with you for 4 years for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you say, no, I'm not going to deal with you anymore, but I'll show you. If you turn this down at this time, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you will move to California, you will marry a Christian, you'll have a good life, you'll die and go to heaven. But he said, I have something so wonderful for you, you cannot imagine. And I totally surrendered for the power of the Holy Spirit. And that was the beginning. We married, as you can guess.
Well, you know, the operative word that you just spoke out of your mouth is what God is dealing with people listening to us right now. Marilyn said she could have surrendered, or she could have done it her way. She could have had a nice, normal life, or she could have fulfilled her destiny. And some of you are saying, well, I did miss it along the way. And I am saying with great confidence that God says he can redeem the time where you are right now. Look what he did, Jesus did, in just 3 years. Surrender. That's his message for you right now. Surrender to the Lord. You know how to do it. Your words. Repent of your sins. Get a fresh start. Make him your Lord. Read the Bible. Meditate with us every day on a new scripture. Marilyn, let's say we're saying the same scripture all week, John 8:12. Please say that quickly.
I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Wonderful light.
And get the book, Your Pathway to Miracles, and the two CDs by Marilyn, God's Authority. I promise you, you'll have expectation, you'll walk in supernatural favor, and you'll do the same things Jesus did, even greater. Available for a gift of $35, Shabbat broadcast. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is keeping you right now. The Lord is surrounding you with his favor right now. The Lord, he's even smiling on you. He's smiling on you right now. The Lord is gifting you right now. Receive those gifts from heaven. The Lord is giving you his shalom, his completeness in spirit, soul, and body right now, in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yair Adonai panevelecha vichonecha. Yisarona Semlecha Shalom.
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.